Mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our consideration this morning is written in Romans 12, verse 18, the portion of our reading. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Throughout the ages, man has been concerned with peace. Outstanding in the prophecies of the Old Testament are the promises of peace. In announcing unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the prophet Isaiah names him as the Prince of Peace. When Jesus was born some 1900 years ago, the angel sang, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And even in our scene today, we see nations, governments, and individuals obsessed with the idea of peace. All they have to do is pick up the daily newspaper in order to see that. But if we look around our world today, what do we find? Do we find a world full of peace? I would say we wouldn't have to look very far in order to find that this world is far from a peaceful place in which to live. It doesn't take long to determine that. And then we look at our Christian community, and it doesn't take long to determine that most Christians, or a great many Christians, do not follow their Lord in the ways of harmony and peace. This is where you and I come in. We're members of a very special community, doubly members of that community, members of the children of God, and members of this seminary community. And as such, we must ask ourselves, examine ourselves to see if we are living at peace and harmony, or if we are openly contradicting our Savior and our faith in the ways of harmony and peace. It's on that basis that we will take a look at St. Paul's writings to the Romans. The first word of the text is if. Is it possible that we take advantage of that word, if, in trying to, in partially living in our world, is it possible that we blame the other person for the inability to live at peace? We blame the professor. We blame the fellow student. We blame someone we work for, our children, our wife or our girlfriend, we blame them for our inability to live at peace. Paul realizes that living peaceably is impossible in some cases. Peace isn't a thing you turn off and on like a water faucet when you wake up in the morning. We live in a world that's full of wickedness, sinfulness. It's a hateful world. And as Christians living in such a sinful world, we're bound to have enemies. Even our Lord was not spared this. Even though he wanted to live in peace and live peaceably in the world, he never once gave the impression that he would do it as a compromise of his personal integrity. And let's do something straight at this point. The patriot and such strife as we experienced by Christ, by the Apostle St. Paul, and by Christians throughout the world should never be the result of our own personal animosity. If there is an absence of peace in our lives, it must be because we love peace and harmony more than we love peace on the basis of compromise and error. Our Savior could not conceive of a truth that was written on Satan's tongue to expect just that loyalty from you and from me in our world today. Christ said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you." But Christ also left the disciples with this word, saying that they would experience hardship, heartache, suffering, and death, but they remained true and loyal to his word. St. Paul knew that it was impossible sometimes to live at peace in our world, to live at peace with our people. The reason for that is sin in our world. Paul was very careful to make it clear that the lack of peace is because people live in opposition to God. Paul knew that we don't always make peace on a basis. And he also knew that not always do we make peace, the reason for our lack of peace. More often than we want to admit, there are other reasons for the lack of peace we experience here at the seminary, we experience in our work, in our fellowship with people. Three of the reasons for not having peace are very important to me, and I hope they're very meaningful to you. The first one is selfishness. As a sinful human being, selfishness is, as in the fourth word, number one. I'm number one. Or in literature, the word I. Mr. Deep in selfishness is like trying to mix oil and water. Selfishness always rises to the top. The second great peacebreaker we experience is revenge. Nothing seems to satisfy quite like revenge does. Reprisal, revenge, and retaliation. The three I's of getting even. Aren't we guilty of doing our enemies one better? And don't we like to replace evil with interest? Plenty of interest. The third peacebreaker we experience is the peacebreaker of envy. Think of that statement as evident from the attitude of many people. We begrudge one another's good fortune, and we envy another's high position. So those are the three great peacebreakers because of sin, selfishness, revenge, and envy. But we're interested in finding a remedy for that, for these evils. Paul and our text expected the Roman Christians to do something about living at peace with all men. We asked them, what basis could he expect that? So in the beginning of Romans, he had told them that there's a great gulf between God and man. But then in Romans 5:1, Paul tells us, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This was and this is the remedy. God built a bridge across that gulf of sin that separated God and man. And God walked across that bridge to man. Christ is that bridge. Through his death on the cross, Christ took our sins and made us at peace with God. In his body, he took on our sins and canceled out the debt we owe. Peace with God with the blood of the Lamb. The one who was born, lived, suffered, died, and raise again. It teaches that between God and man by Christ, not only for salvation, and that's its main purpose, but also to serve as a pattern for you and me in our Christian living. How can we Christians remember what Christ did for us? The suffering, the death, the resurrection. How can we remember the grace of God to us, His love, His gospel promise to us, and not live in peace and harmony with our fellow man? Given the gift of the Holy Spirit, the power of God in us, through the Holy Spirit, we can live in love, humility, and forgiveness, at peace with each other. In the name of Him who brought